story.
Tributes to the incredible city of Boston that ever happened by done by none other than the Standells.
All right, need the Heimlich maneuver.
Always. Fun thing about the Standells,
the look on everybody in the room when they caught what I actually said.
It took me a minute.
Well, I mean, again, it's not a requirement, but it's also not off the menu, all right? Wow. I mean, as long as you know the chef pretty well, everything's
dirty
fine.
Dirty water.
Anyway, I was going to start with a very innocent, family-friendly fun fact.
I'm so sorry. That's why it's explicit.
Start talking about eating ass before we even introduce the show.
This episode is explicit.
The Standells, the fun thing about them singing that incredible tribute to Boston, which the city adopted, not from Boston, Los Angeles. But the Standells, one of the great sort of garage rock bands of the 1960s out of America. It's the Brian Oak Show. It's episode 392.
Sheesh.
Which is crazy talk right there. I'm Brian, and new to the party, not new to the party, but a more permanent part of the party.
Yeah.
That would be Colleen Cruz. How are you, Colleen?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm okay today. Not
excellent.
Bad. It's lovely outside, and it's.
Thank God.
It feels comfy. It's not hot. It's not humid. It's not a preponderance of wasps right now.
It's seasonal.
Exactly. Thank you.
Because winter was not seasonal.
Winter
it was eerie.
I hated it.
It was eerie.
Yeah.
I didn't love it. It speaks to our future of living in eco-controlled domes.
In gamma ray suits.
Let's get in on the ground floor. Oh, it's got to be white, right? With like a green stripe down the side of it or something.
Yeah,
like
that's what I want to choose my own stripe.
I want pink.
That's Sean Bernard, by the way.
And he's getting a pink
stripe. It's available. Look, in our irradiated future, almost everything is going to be possible. How are you, Sean?
Man, never better, Brian.
All right, well, we're going to talk to a couple of the more... You know what?
I'm so tired of your nonsense. I know you are.
But I also understand that you're having a little bit of heavy lifting going on today.
Let's roll.
Here we go. It is Brian Oak Show, episode 392. We're in the Smart Start MN studio in gorgeous and scenic South Minneapolis, right near the intersection of 48th and Chicago. We're just a block and a half north of the actual parkway itself, along the creek right there. Everything's in bloom. My allergies are punching me like a group of three bullies on the playground, and the playground monitor has turned their back, and I'm just taking it right in the biscuit, and it's not good, but it's still a lovely, lovely time of year, and we've got great guests on the way. But before we get to them, we want to say thank you to our sponsors, Smart Start MN. They were here before we did our first episode. They're still here some 4.5 years later. They are Minnesota's original ignition interlock company. Now, as we learned, Goody Two Shoes over here never got a DUI, but let me ask you this.
Not that I couldn't have.
I was going to ask.
I mean,
did you ever ride that Razor's Edge?
I never drove. Even if I had one beer, I never drove. But I certainly drove with pals and boyfriends of mine that had way too much to drink. I certainly was a passenger. And put it this way, the only reason why I didn't drink and drive is because I wanted to live to drink another day.
Which I think there's something reasonable about that, but a lot of people who drink then don't make the same sort of clever decisions that you're making.
Well, I think it's a mistake. It's an actual mistake. It's not somebody who's a career alcoholic like me. It's somebody who is like, oops, you just had an extra one, and then you're going to get caught, and then you need to still move on with your life and get to work.
Precisely.
If you or someone you know gets a DUI, go to smartstartmn.com/The Brian Oak Show for 20% off the installation of the ignition interlock.
Which is already, by the way, super cheap, and they won't let us talk about the price, but this is probably the least expensive thing you will pay for on the far side of a DUI or your friend or loved one asking for a friend. We also want to thank OA Design Build Architecture. I got to get that C off there. I don't know what I'm going to have to do, tattoo it on my hand or something. They're high-end design, build, and architecture firm. They take care of their clients. They do incredible work. Their website is all you really need to look at to see what we're talking about here. There's a reason they are highly sought after. There's a reason that they charge what they charge. They do real work. There are real craftspeople who work for them, and they're well taken care of. OADesignBuild.com to at least explore the possibilities. Coming up next, we're going to talk to a couple of firecrackers. They've both been on the, and I don't mean to sound 150 years
no,
old when I
so
say that.
Great, though.
But they're both, and I'm afraid that this is what we call synergy. I'm afraid that the sum is greater than the whole of its, or the parts, whatever the phrase is. I don't know. But we are going to be talking to Katie and Annie coming up just ahead. In the meantime, though, we're going to hear one of my all-time favorite female musicians. Actually, one of my all-time favorite musicians, but at a time when rock and roll, in particular hard rock, was so male-dominated, that a woman who stepped up and is like, no, fuck you, I'm the cock of the walk right here, and just gave it to people, never really caught on in America except for her brief cameo on Happy Days as exactly Leather Tuscadero. Susie Quattro remains one of my all-time favorites. This is 48 Crash on The Brian Oak Show.
Thank you.
I've only said it about 8,000 times, but without Susie Quattro, there is not a Joan Jett, or at least not the Joan Jett that we know today. And that's not to take away anything from Joan Jett, but let's be honest, any artist, any creative is standing on the shoulders of giants that happened before them, and it changed the game. And if you want to talk about Joan Jett's jumpsuits...
Yep.
Oh, you go online right now and you look at Susie Quattro jumpsuits, like on the old gray whistle test in 1973.
So good.
She was like Bon Scott, except looked like she probably smelled better. I hold her in such amazingly high regard.
Is she like 5'2 or something, by the way?
I mean, itty bitty.
She looks like
itty
she's
bitty.
Just tiny.
She is, but also knew how to rock a bass and knew how to rock a microphone and command a stage. And that's not something everyone can do. Luckily, I happen to be sitting in a room with three individuals who know how to command a stage.
Mm-hmm.
My good friend Colleen Cruz.
Yes.
But our guest today, Annie Enneking of Annie and the Bang Bang and Katie Tessman are both here. You both been on the show before. You were both known as charismatic characters and powerful performers.
Yes.
See the alliteration I did
right
there?
It's
almost like
great.
I spent decades in the industry.
Wow.
You're welcome. The thing is, though, unfortunately, as much as well as I know them and as much as I like them, I feel like there's a much greater affinity for them with Colleen. You all seem to be cut from if not the same cloth, disparate
way
elements.
To lump us all together.
Yeah, well, you know how women are.
You know women are all
we're just
like...
creating a tapestry of femininity.
I am just
and womanhood.
No, and that was actually supposed to be a compliment.
I
because
know, I'm teasing.
All of you have an edge to you that is, for the average regular chuggy dude, probably terrifying, and they probably shut down around you. But I find it fascinating. I would like to sit here and say nothing and let the three of you do the show.
Are men afraid of you?
Yes.
All right. Why? Why do you think so?
I think confidence and happiness.
And like all men just want to fucking kill that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, they
want to
control it. They
want to
have a good, strong hold on the leash. Yeah.
My questions are done, Brian.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you guys for coming. That'll be the Brian Oak Show.
Another great addition to the Brian Oak Show.
We do know that we've never met, but we have mutual friends in this environment, and also you guys are musicians. I never used to go out to shows.
Oh,
I'm
really?
A comedian, but I never went out to shows.
I never went out to shows when in the 90s, probably when we would have had more contact with one another, because
sure.
I was doing theater at the time.
Oh,
but like,
okay.
But now I see a ton of shows.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah.
Tell me about your music.
My music is I call it rock and roll story songs. Like, we play rock and roll. I feel like it's music for the experienced, because I feel like I'm writing songs for like I think about my childhood, and I write stories about my childhood, and I write stories about being a young adult. And so all the people who are like my age are like, I remember that. I had that experience. You know what I mean? So I just feel like all music does this, but I feel like particularly we are like just translating the human experience through rock and roll. And I fucking love my band so much.
They're
they have
so
like a
good.
Lot of energy, and like it means something to me to be on stage and playing music for those with those people, for the people who come to see us. Like, I fucking love being in a room with people, and because we're all creating the environment together, people on stage, people in the audience, like we're there making something together, and like that's so rare, and I'm so interested in it. And then I love seeing shows with all the people who come see our shows, because we're like, oh, Paul, hi, you know, and we go stand at the front of the stage and like just party. It's like a huge community of people who are in bands or who love bands who go support bands.
If somebody'd never been to a show of yours before, what should they know going in?
We love you.
And you're going to get kicked in the teeth if you stand in the front row, because Annie isn't afraid of shit.
Yeah.
So they thrash?
No, not quite like that. I guess I was being sarcastic in the sense that the amount of energy that comes flying off the stage, the reason you get the feedback and that sort of biochemical feedback loop that you get is because what your band delivers. Your band is fucking excellent.
Yeah.
And so you're going to, from the right group of people, you're going to create that critical mass. I mean, I'm kind of surprised you haven't invented cold fusion yet. It's been... It's been, I've seen your shows, and they're very, very good. I'd like to ask the exact same question to Katie.
Yeah.
And Katie, stay right up on that mic. Katie, tell us about the music that you like to make. Where's it come from? What does it sound like?
Well, I'm a singer-songwriter, so acoustic guitar is my instrument that I use to write my songs. And I took a 20-year break. So when I was in my early 30s, I was writing a lot of music about my breakups with those men that couldn't handle my happiness. And then...
Very Adele of you, by
yes,
the way.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Yes, yes. And it was the pandemic that sparked a muse in me to start writing again. And I'm a mom. And so as I write songs, I dig down deep into my identity and I pull out these stories, these things that I have to say. And my band, the Turnbuckles, the lead guitar player is my son, who's now 21.
That's so cool.
It is so cool.
Yeah.
Yes. So I asked a friend of mine, how do you describe my music? Is it folk rock? What is it? Because it's kind of genre bending. And he says, it's Mama Americana.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's pretty insightful for a 21-year-old. Yes, yes. That's pretty good.
He's a really cool kid.
Yeah. Well, let's do this then. Before we talk about the upcoming event, because the reason we have you both in is you're taking part in Mama Hellcast coming up in just a week and a half at the Hook and Ladder. Before we dive in deep on that, since you're talking about Mama Americana, why don't we hear a little? You're up next. So tell me about this song.
We're going to play a song off my album that I released just last October. We can still call it a new album.
Of course. Well, it's certainly your latest release.
Yes, yes.
107.1 The River, the Valley's home for classic rock. Sorry, I can't help myself.
My album has 9 songs, and for today, I picked the darkest song.
Nice.
It's almost like she knows us. It's almost like she knows what's happening here. Mm-hmm.
And this is a song that actually Annie said, yeah, we're going to do that song today. It's called Echo, and it features Nikki Lemire, who is on the Mama Hellcats show. And it is about escaping an abusive relationship. Like a canyon holds an echo, figure
Holy moly, lady.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, that was something else. So let me ask you something. When you write about personal experiences that are dark, really dark, you know, like, gosh, domestic violence,
exactly,
right?
Yes.
Do you feel that you're kind of going over material that other people have gone over before? This is dangerous ground, especially in art, because it's not fun.
No, it's not fun at
right?
all.
No, mm-hmm. It's not. So how do you broach that subject in your art?
Well, as songs come, as I'm writing, mm-hmm. I might come up with a selection of lyrics that are like, oh, I think I'm going to write about that.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it surprises me sometimes. And yes, you don't get through life unscathed.
Right.
And we're all here because we're the lucky ones.
Okay. Do you feel like throwing it out there from the gut is...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's like... You know, here is my bleeding heart. I'm handing it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hold it for a minute?
Which I think is a very important way to approach art. Now, deciding on how much you want to share of that and how you want to express it is an entirely different animal. But I always think of the live experience. When people write songs that tear their guts out, or they've had their guts torn out and write a song about it, that's still a heavy stone to carry around with you every time you have to play the song. How does it not devastate you every time you play it?
Because I'm there playing the song.
Okay. All right.
And I want to...
Sorry.
There you go.
I want to add on to that, and I want to say that I feel like when you take control of the narrative of your life, you are speaking from a place of authority, which just means the ability to influence outcome. And so I feel like, for me, when I get to sing those songs, I'm like, yes. So I don't go back into the place of like, oh, that was painful. I'm like... I'm on this side of it now, because if you're talking about it, it means you've processed enough that you're like, I can be present in the moment with you all in a room, and I know the thing I'm singing about is probably something you've experienced too in some capacity,
you know,
and so
to
you're
that,
just sharing something. Go.
You're sorry. Listening to that song, it had echoes of like Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska for me. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In that sort of desolate space.
Yeah, for sure.
And that it was amazing thing. Thank you for writing that.
Both Katie and Annie are going to be part of an incredible lineup of, I'm not sure if I like the name of the event better or the actual promotional poster of
it's
the
so
event
good.
Better.
Both are so great.
So it's Mama Hellcats. It's happening May 16th, which is a Thursday at 7:00 at the Hook and Ladder. That's when doors open. Music starts a little bit later. People have been to shows. You know, you show up a little bit early if you want to see the whole thing. But we've got Annie playing. We've got Katie playing. Nikki, who you mentioned before, is also going to be playing. Haley Rydell is going to be there. Kashamana, I do not know Kashamana. Oh, you both just made
she's
a face.
She's amazing.
Yeah?
Yes, she's amazing.
All right, very good. And it's hosted by Ann Tracy, is that right?
Ann Tracy, yep.
Ann Tracy of Mostly Minnesota Music. What is Mostly Minnesota Music?
Oh, it is a platform that amplifies the voice of all music here in the beautiful state of Minnesota.
Interesting.
They have a blog and a radio show. Yep.
Well, we should get Ann on this show because that's largely what we do as well. I mean, we talk to entrepreneurs and lots of other people, but music has always been sort of the impetus of this particular show.
I just want to say quickly, it's amazing when somebody goes and makes that transition from victim to survivor.
Mm-hmm.
It was once told to me, maybe by one of my several therapists, that people either, when they go through trauma, they tend to get self-destructive, destructive, and some people get productive, meaning they have this thing in them that, no matter what happens, I want to be able to help other people by sharing whatever, however I made it through this, so that at least one other person can survive the way I survived.
There's a third option, which is freeze.
No,
a lot of people get frozen.
Oh, no, for sure. For
art
sure.
Art like this is,
yes.
That's why it
so
helps pull people out of that stasis. So that's,
and these two
it's
are,
so cool.
You two have become friends. I mean, I care about both of you so much. And they also support you two in particular. When I go out to shows to see other bands, you two are there. Mm-hmm. Like, you tend to support other musicians in this community so much. And that matters. It's like, it's such a cool market for that reason, that all these other artists are there supporting other artists while they're going to their shows. And sometimes on the same night, you'll see the same people going from one show
to another,
to the next. Hey, we're at the Dubliner. Now we're at the Schooner. Now we're over at the Hook and Ladder. And it's crazy.
It sounds exhausting.
Yeah, exactly.
Agreed. How come there aren't other podcasters from the Twin Cities community hanging outside our studio right now to support our podcast?
I'm kind of glad they're not. Kind of glad they aren't.
Really? Mm. Right, we could use a little more of whatever's happening in your musical community here on the podcast. Annie, tell me about Annie and the Bang Bang. Like, first of all, before we do anything else, where do people find out? What's the website? What's Ground Zero? Or to find you on Spotify or TikTok or whatever you're into.
We're on Spotify. We have a website, which is AnnieandTheBangBang.com.
Right,
we're on.
On
Facebook. We're on Instagram. I don't know about Bandcamp. TikTok. Bandcamp.
Bandcamp's the best place to buy their music.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they have the best margins there.
Which is still shit, but they pay you at least more than other places
they do. A thing that I've taken to doing is, if I'm not buying physical product from a person, is to like listen to their Spotify and then find their Venmo and then pay them directly.
Great.
So there's no middleman anywhere, which I love doing that.
Or woman. Sorry.
Or
no,
yeah. middle person.
I'm just kidding.
All men.
I was totally.
Not all men.
Not all men.
I was totally joking
just
there.
Just most of them.
A really good chunk of them, for sure.
That was a little Monty Python for Brian.
Yes.
For
all
sure.
Woman.
Oh, my goodness. Did I enjoy that a great deal. So we're talking about the Mama Hellcats event, which is coming up in a week and a half at the Hook and Ladder, who we've developed this relationship with. What does the... Well, you know, we're going to save that for the final break of this particular show. I feel like since we're talking to Annie right now, what if we heard little Annie in the Bang Bang?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's do it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, let's
do it. You're not afraid? You're not worried about being judged by a world that's too harsh on everyone?
I am not. But of course, now I'm doubting my song choice, because we also have a song called Boys in the Mosh Pit Are Having Feelings, which would be great. But instead, I'm going to share a song called Back and Forth, and it's sort of about being accountable and taking stock of your life and then just trying to move on as the broken, mistaken person you are. And it's like a little slow burner, and then it moves into like rock and pop territory with beautiful harmonies at the end by my drummer Mike and an awesome guitar solo by John and Kari's beautiful bass playing. And yeah, back and forth.
If it's wound too tight, it's probably gonna break. Life would be so easy if I came here knowing all the mistakes I'd make. I'm here.
Like that rock and roll, do you, Annie?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, me too. Me too. We're going to talk more to Annie and Katie in just a moment here. But first, we've got to check in with my friend Sean Bernard. In addition to being a dashing young man, down, what, 155 pounds?
156.
Right? Yeah, yep. No, you look fantastic, man.
I'm now
man.
Inverse weight.
Okay, wow. Wow. Which is why we've had to tether you down to keep you from floating away.
It's amazing,
yeah.
Isn't it?
In addition to all of that nonsense, you're also a realtor for RE/MAX Results, and times are busy.
It's very busy. I'm very grateful. And if you know somebody that's looking to buy or sell, 612-859-2594. Shout out to Kari, your bass player, who, for me, male, female, anybody out there, way up there. For me, from a bass player standpoint, and she just freaking owns it on stage, which I absolutely love. So my wife and I, when we saw her last, we were both just like, holy shit, check out this bass player. Yeah. And she's super nice. So, but yeah, if you know somebody looking to buy or sell, have them call or text me. I donate a portion of every buy and sell to an area musician or band or juggler.
Thank you.
Thanks,
you're welcome.
Sean.
So you've got this show, Mama Hellcats, coming up at the Hook and Ladder on May 16th at 7 p.m. I know that you like to get together with everybody and do these shows, but there is a specific reason that you're getting together to do this particular show. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, we are Mothers Raising Awareness for Domestic Violence Resources. So we're raising awareness for those at the event, and we're also raising money at the event for those resources. And I just want to briefly say that for me, it makes so much sense that we're doing a music show to support this, and I'm just going to be very brief about it because we understand so much now about the nervous system and the somatic healing practices.
God, no kidding.
So for myself, like, I had experienced a lot of violence as a child, which set me up for like sexual predators when I was a teenager, all that kind of stuff. But when I'm on stage and I'm singing, I have to breathe to sing.
Yes.
When I'm on stage and I'm sharing my stories, I am not alone with the stories. When I am on stage, I'm deeply embodied and I can be inside of my body, and it is a source of power for me, and I'm so grateful for that. And then when I don't have to hold a guitar, I'm walking around the stage and moving, and my hands are crossing the midline, which we know if you cross your hands over the center line, it sort of hooks up your brain to like chill the fuck out.
Well, now I know it. I never
That's
knew
so
that
cool.
before.
I didn't know
nice
that either.
To get the memo.
Yeah. Women are magic.
Yeah.
It's true.
The midline here, and if your hands like cross this way,
like if you cross them across your chest,
across on your body. So when you go walking, if you go for a walk, when you're feeling stressed or nervous, or you're activated, it'll chill you out.
So you're telling me like power walkers are basically yogis,
kind of, basically.
Okay.
Oh
right.
Yeah,
okay.
Basically.
The rangers and get
How
a
are
like
the ways
that yogi?
People can? Okay, so how much are tickets? Do you know?
$15.
And what if you wanted to pay $25 for a ticket?
Absolutely. Then that extra money will go toward a variety of organizations, from Sojourner to Standpoint, Alexander House, and Bridging are the organizations that we're working with specifically for this.
What do these organizations do? Do they help with relocating or shelter?
The main theme is they offer hope.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know I worked with Sojourner when they helped me get a restraining order. It was really great.
Years in working in radio, I did an annual benefit called the Bed Race for Bridging out at Buck Hill every year. And Bridging is, and I forget the guy's name, if it was Stan, but there was a guy who was approaching 90 who was the guy who founded it.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole point was, imagine finally pulling your life back together and getting a home, and it doesn't have shit in it. You don't want to lay in an empty box. You need basic mattresses. You need silverware. You need towels, whatever. That's what Bridging does.
Yes.
And they do impossibly important work in the community. And people can get involved. Here's what's cool about these kind of events. You're helping other people, and you're going out to rock the freak out, okay? Mama's Hellcats should give you some indication. Find this promotional poster online, which, if I'm not mistaken, you designed, Ms. Tespin.
I did. Nikki Lemire said, I want cats on motorcycles, and can they have wings?
And it turns out anything is possible. We live in the future. Yes. It's going to be Annie King, who joins us in studio right now. Samantha Grimes is going to be there.
She's the one that thought of the title, Mama Hellcats.
Well, it's a good title, and I got to say, you came up with a great pairing image to go with it. Cash Amana, Nikki Lemire, Haley Rydell, and, of course, Katie Tesman, who also joins us here, and Ann Tracy of Mostly Minnesota Music, which I imagine you could find their website as well. But it's at the Hook and Ladder 1 week from tonight, May 16th at 7 p.m., and we'll have appropriate appropriate information when we put this out and when we promote
it. We'll link to everything. And I just want to say personally, as somebody who grew up witnessing this and had the police at our house hundreds of times, such important things. And women really do feel trapped. I mean, occasionally you see the abuse the other way around, but women tend to feel very trapped. And oftentimes because of the fact, back then at least, it was certainly men had the job. So women had no money to escape, no money to leave. And all the finances were controlled by the man. And there was this real sense of desperation. So thank you for anything and everything you're doing to let people know that there's an option to get out and to start over, and you will make it. And there's great support out there as well. So thank you both for your work on that.
Yes, absolutely. And all six of the performers are mothers.
Love that. Beautiful. Well, and again,
are they choosy mothers like with Jeff, or are they just...
No, you know what? That's some bullshit.
They're Hellcats.
Skippy.
We're Hellcats.
Exactly.
We're Hellcats.
Mama Hellcats. And they know that Skippy is way better than Jeff. It's like Pepsi versus Coke. It's not even close, man.
And we have all different sorts of experiences of being a mom.
Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, no two are ever the same, right? But I will say this. The number of really intelligent, cool, smart women I've met in my life,
yes,
I can't count them. I've got three of them in here right now, and I don't have you in here, but I'm around three of you right now. But the number of women who've told the same horrifying stories,
yes,
whether it was in their youth, in their young adulthood, ranging well into adulthood, I am not trying to oversimplify this, and I'm not trying to paint it in broad strokes and... Not all men, but dudes need to stop being fucking dickheads. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's not that simple.
I don't think it's going
to
happen.
No, I don't either. But I mean, it's got to, you just, oh, everyone just.
You know, guys would benefit from
cool.
it, too. The thing is,
exactly,
is guys would really enjoy a world led by women.
Oh, I can't
wait. I'm ready.
They really would.
Let's do it.
I keep hearing that the future is female, and I'm ready for that shit to happen. I'm down, because how's it been working out so far? Pretty fucking shitty. Thanks to Smart Start MN. Thank you very much to OADesignBuild.com. Thank you to Sean Bernard. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Annie and Katie. Great to see you both.
And thank you. Thank you, Colleen. We'll be back again next time for episode 450,296. But before we go, Annie and Katie, again, thank you very much. Tell me why we're ending with Soccer Mommy, who I'm a huge fan of. That's right. Colleen, you picked Soccer Mommy.
I did pick the Soccer Mom.
Yeah.
I don't know, because it was Mama Hellcats and
yeah.
You know, the whole thing.
And Soccer Mommy out of Nashville is freaking awesome. So
yeah.
I'm down with that. We'll wrap it up this way. Thanks everybody for tuning in to the Brian Oak Show.
feel that low song.